Theology and Communications in Dialogue was the title of a symposium held at the Jesuit Santa Clara University in California recently, with the aim of deepening theological reflection on the digital communications culture. Sponsored by the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference and the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, the meeting explored how online communication has radically altered our way of forging friendships, finding out information and forming opinions on every subject, including religion. So just how well is the Catholic Church responding to the challenge of being present in the digital world and engaging people in a deeper, more meaningful dialogue?
Some great initiatives happening around the world. I think it's important we don't have one global plan that's going to fit everything. The best initiatives will happen locally.
Monsignor Paul Tai is Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications and took part in the Santa Clara Symposium.
The intuition behind this was that as people talk about how the changes in technologies have changed our culture of communications, and that expression that's become vogue now, not just changed how we communicate, but the nature of communications, we were interested in looking at how that new culture of communications, what does that mean? That means how people talk to each other, how they form relationships, how they learn from each other, how they get information, how they form opinions. We were interested how that changing culture impacts on theological reflection. One of the obvious points beginning for us was to say is that as a church, we believe in community. We believe that as a church, we are the people gathered by Christ to as an assembly of people. And yet how we assemble and how we gather and how we form community has been changed by communications culture. So one first thing we wanted to ask is, what is the challenge for theology today to take account of the different ways in which people are forming community? What does that mean for church and for churches?
It would seem like a huge challenge given that we tend to focus much more on the individual today rather than this sense of community you're talking about.
This is absolutely one of the things, is that one of the people who spoke at our conference said very clearly, said, look, if you want to look at new media radically, one of the things it does, it fragments. It pushes people out into their individual corners. Despite its capacity to create dialogue and debate, it actually can very often serve to isolate people, make them more conscious of their individuality. So therefore, one of the themes we wanted to look at is to say is that given that human nature is human nature and people will always seek relationship, well, where is the positive dimension of that? Where do these individuals who are more conscious of their own identity, where do they form community and how do we form community with them? So we had one group of theologians who've been following this for a long time. So they've always had the thing is, how do we as believers come to certain beliefs that we share with other people in community, and yet how do we make them our own as individuals, as responsible subjects? So there we had a debate between representative of maybe a more classical theological tradition of communicative theology, which says that one of the things that theologians should attend to is how do we form ideas, how do we form community, how do we overcome our own isolation, and how do we do that now in a society where much of our engagement is happening online and not necessarily in the traditional environments in which it happened. And again, one of the questions that emerged very strongly out of that is one of the things that very often in a new culture, there's an emphasis more on digital relationships, on relationships that are mediated through technologies. And yet for our Catholic and Christian tradition, the idea of embodiment is so important. We are called to serve people, not simply to relate to them online, but to be of service. We're called as a community that believes very strongly in sacraments to celebrate together. So how do we ensure that there is also an invitation to people to continue to express who they are in community and in embodied community with others?
And how do you do this? What kind of solutions are you talking about in a very practical sense?
I think in a very practical sense, it means for whatever strategy as a church we have for engagement with new media, cannot remain simply a digital presence. Obviously, we must have a digital presence. If the church doesn't exist in the digital world, then the young people in particular who spend long hours of their life on the internet, in social media, are simply not going to trip over us or become aware of us. However, I think what we have to be conscious of, the languages that we develop in order to effectively express our presence in the new world of new media are probably entry-level languages. We need a way of engaging people, of drawing their attention, of inviting them to debate and dialogue, and that probably uses much more a digital culture, requires much more visual use of art, use of imagination to engage people, but all the time with the invitation towards a deeper, more embodied form of relationship through celebration of liturgy and Eucharist and through service of our neighbours.
This meeting was very much bringing together, as you say, theologians, experts in this field. But how well are the different churches doing in different parts of the world in actually putting this into practice?
I think what was interesting in this was like at a step removed from the ordinary practical end. On our day-to-day work here at the Council, we're discovering various initiatives that have been taken by different churches in different communities throughout the world in order to negotiate an effective presence with new media and to engage people and to draw them into stronger forms of community. Here we had people at a slight little remove from that, speculating maybe more on the context in which all of that is happening. So at some level for us, it gave us a very good marriage, of a marriage between the practical experiences we see day in, day out, and then the more reflective experience that the theologians and the professional communicators brought to the issue. So therefore, what we would hope for is that from the theologians and from the communication specialists, we can get a number of insights on what's effective, what's necessary, what's helpful, that then can help to orientate the practical experience that people have built up themselves through their own use of new media. So what do I mean by the use of new media? By the use of new media, we have seen within community, parish communities, for example, I think in Ireland, many parishes in Ireland are now experiencing a level of emigration that they haven't seen for many years. So many of our young people are scattered around the world. So parish websites are becoming places that are aimed at the diaspora, the young people and the not so young who are travelling and moving globally and becoming a forum for discussion, so that it's maintaining some of the traditional values of the community and now across a broader range of geographies and boundaries. So then you have other initiatives that are particularly one, say, one of the areas where we see a lot of developments happening are within universities, within the university chaplaincies and ministries, where obviously the people working in the universities are dealing with young people who live digitally. And therefore, a lot of their thinking and reflection on how to engage those people has to be born in the digital environment. And yet we see the invitations to one-on-one dialogue, the invitations to participation in a community, and particularly to service of others. So what we're seeing are some great initiatives happening around the world. I think it's important we don't have one global plan that's going to fit everything. The best initiatives will happen locally. Some will flourish, some won't. We can learn from those that flourish. We can learn from those that go belly up. We can learn what might be specific to one culture, what can transfer to another culture. So funnily, in our lead up to this meeting in Santa Clara, Archbishop Celi and I had visited the Catholic Media Convention, where we'd had a number of people who work in the area of new media talking precisely about concrete initiatives that they're taking to engage people. And next year, we're hoping to bring some of those practitioners into the dialogue with the more abstract thinkers of the theologians and the professional communicators, so that we get that interaction, so that their experience will ground the reflection, and yet the reflection will prevent people just getting lost in the detail of practice.
My thanks there to Monsignor Paul Tai, Secretary of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.